Hi there, Elijah. My name is Paul. Happy Thursday, by the way. How's your day going so far?
Pretty good. How about you, sir?
Not bad. Not bad. I appreciate you asking. And congratulations on getting your business up and going. Now, I know that Tara does a very good job of outlining at least the basics of our services. Did you have any questions for me at this point?
Yes. So the only thing that would stop me from moving forward would be the pricing. I know, like,
right,
it would be a good return, but
sure, course,
as of right
course.
Now, I have, like, a really low budget on marketing.
Okay.
So
okay.
And I know that, like, Google and stuff is going to be a good, like, kind of heavy on it.
Well, I mean, it's probably more affordable than you would think, and especially when I apply our new in business rate, which is what Tara wants me to do here, is to make it affordable for you. Now, of course, the businesses on the first page are not the ones that have been around the longest or have the biggest company or even do the best job in town, but they are the ones that are having the right content online, and we could do that even though you're a young company. With the right content, a Yelp listing, Facebook page, et cetera, content that links back to your website, verified listings on Google and Bing, you can be on that first page and still get those phone calls. And you're absolutely right about the return on investment with Google. There's no better place to put your company. And as long as you can take on a little bit of work here and there, this is a service that will more than pay for itself. Now, my job as a pricing director is actually to make this affordable, okay? Because we know that even though it's month to month, no contract, our clients do keep the service long term because it is profitable. And of course, your success is our success. So our goal here is to get this going for you and then of course earn your business 1 month at a time. It's actually a fixed flat rate, exactly $249.00. That includes even a paid social media campaign. There's Facebook paid ads. And, of course, the calls come directly to you, so you're not paying per lead, click, call, or job, not a percentage of your profits or anything like that. 15 jobs a month or 50 jobs a month, it would only ever be that exact amount of $249. And while it is a reduced rate for a young company, Elijah, it is not like an introductory rate. It's not going to balloon up on you. It is a fixed flat rate for as long as you keep the service. Now, I'm sure that's something you would want for your business, greater visibility for your business, for your website, and more phone calls coming directly to you, right?
Yes, sir.
Absolutely. Now, I noticed that you have Angie. Sarah attached that profile here, and that is a service you're actively using, right?
Yes, sir. Yeah, so with Angie, I am paying, like, $280.
Okay. Uh-huh.
So, well, with the pricing of the Google, which originally the only reason why I used Angie was to try to get on Google.
I hear you.
Like paid off to do
this would cut out the middleman. This would cut out the middleman. I know that Angie advertises heavily on Google. In fact, you know, that's where they get most of their leads, but then Angie's gonna turn around and kind of flip those leads. You know, the same lead that you gets sent and sold to maybe six or eight of your competitors. And whether you get the job or someone else gets the job, or even when no one gets the job, that is still a qualified lead for you, even if you don't talk to somebody at all. Now, are you under contract
Correct.
With Angie, or is it month to month?
It's, as far as I know, I signed up for a month to month basis.
That's perfect, because, I mean, obviously, you don't want to be stuck in any long-term contract, especially if it's not working out for you. And maybe it is going to work for you. I mean, have you gotten leads? Have you had a chance to follow up with those leads? Do you know if that service is working
yeah.
for you?
So, they've given me at least 8 leads this month, but
okay.
The only problem is that most of them are way out of range. So,
oh.
I only got like 2-3 that were like
close
in
enough
my
for
range.
You to service?
Even
wow.
So,
yeah.
Even
yeah, that
so
doesn't help
the,
you.
No, yeah. Even so, like, I only was able to go to one because whenever I got, like, 2 other ones that I, like, booked with, one of them I went to and there's already another company there.
Right.
And then, yeah, so, yeah, they're a little frustrating me right now.
Yeah, no, that is frustrating completely. I mean, first of all, if you're getting leads that are too far for you to service, that isn't, I mean, it shouldn't be a lead at all. If it's someone outside of your service area, or if it's a service that you don't even provide, that's not even a potential customer for you. And then the other thing, like you said, even if it is someone in your service area, you're dealing with like a bidding war. You know, you're in the same place where your competitor is already there. I mean,
right.
that doesn't benefit you. And of course, I think a lot of like homeowners use Angie because they do want multiple contractors to call them. They want, you know, maybe the cheapest guy or a couple of estimates, right? Maybe they're even looking for estimates to try and budget for something down the road, and nobody at all gets the job, but it does still count as a lead for you guys. Now, it's completely different with Google because, of course, you know, you're not sharing a lead. You're not getting a phone number that you have to try and track down that person. You know, someone calls you, and someone would call you after seeing your website. And you've got a nice-looking website. I mean, a website, as you probably know, is a very, very powerful conversion tool. It gives the people who see it the reasons to pick up the phone to call you. Our job is just to make it easier for people to find this website. And, of course, you know, when your website's on the first page of Google, when it's one of the first things that people see, you're going to get phone calls. And I think you said that you wanted to do Angie to get on Google. I mean, you might be on one of Angie's, like, top 25 irrigation companies, but maybe you wouldn't always be on that, you know, because they always do have more than 25 businesses in the same area for the same industries. That's how they make their money. But like I said, with us, we work with one business at a time, per area and industry, of course. We work all over the United States and Canada, and every industry under the sun. As a Google partner, though, we cannot put our clients in competition with each other. Now, of course, you'll never be the only company that pops up on the first page for keywords related to your services. You will be the only company that we're working with. And if you're on that first page, like I said, you get phone calls. Even, you know, right next to the bigger, more established companies, if you're on that first page, if you've got good reviews, that helps. You've got a good-looking website, of course you do. I mean, that's going to lead to more phone calls. Now, like I said, it is a month-to-month service. That's the best part about it. You are going to get a very detailed reporting and tracking system, so you'll see exactly how well the service is working. You'll see where the work is coming from. Normally, there's going to be a $99 setup fee that attaches to that first month. I want to go ahead and waive that setup fee altogether, just first of all, to make it more affordable for you. But you definitely, you know, I mean, you're a young company. You've got a website already. You're paying with Angie. I mean, I want to make this affordable enough for you to give it the opportunity to work. And then, of course, our job is to earn your business 1 month at a time. Now, did you have any questions for me before we go ahead and get that set up for you?
Yes, sir. I didn't hear whenever I got the instructions earlier, but y'all work with Google? Or are y'all like a partner company?
Yeah, we're a partner for Google. So Google will not make these phone calls directly to businesses unless they have at least 100 locations or more. So basically the nationwide chains. For anything less than that, it does fall to the responsibility of the Google partners. We are a Google partner. Our name is Local Splash. LocalSplash.com is our website. We've been around since 2004, so for more than 20 years, you will be in really good hands with us. Now, we've got almost 1,100 reviews on Google. I've been with the company myself for over 12 years, since 2013. So, again, you know, like I said, let me do this for you because I know you're going to benefit from this. I do want you to know exactly who we are and the services that we would be providing for you. Again, the name of the website is localsplash.com. I'm going to send you a text message now with a link directly to the pricing page, which is localsplash.com/SEO-pricing. So this is going to, of course, show you exactly what you're getting here. Now, this is actually our platinum package. The pricing on here is going to be significantly reduced. So it is an SMS message through the computer, but you should have gotten that straight to your smartphone as if it were just a text message. At the very top of it, it says, take control of your online presence in big blue letters. Are you able to see that?
It's loading up.
Okay, perfect. So, like I said, you are going to get a very detailed reporting and tracking system. We call it your client dashboard because there's so much more that you can do with it besides just tracking the success of the account. But of course, you can see exactly how much work you're getting. You can see where that work is coming from. You can see the breakdown of keywords and search phrases you're listed for, how many times you're popping up on that first page for each individual search, etc. Of course, you can print out invoices for tax purposes. Advertising is a tax write-off. Now, you can manage your reviews, too, from your client dashboard. And you'll have reviews on multiple platforms because, again, our job is to create all the content that Google wants to see, whether it's something known to the public like a Yelp listing or a Facebook page, Apple Maps, Siri on a smartphone, or any of the content that might not be as known to the public. We'll create that for you, and like your website, it talks about your company, your services, your service area. Most of those directories allow someone to write a review, so wherever your reviews originate, they do repopulate right on your tracking system. So from one place, you can request reviews, respond to reviews, etc. Like I said, we've been around for over 20 years, 4.9 out of 5 average client satisfaction rating. It is a month-to-month service, but our clients do keep the service long-term because it is profitable. Nobody cancels on profit. Like I said, I am reducing the cost of your service down to $249 because you are a young company, but that's not going to go up on you down the road. Whether you keep the service for months or even years, it would only ever be exactly $249. Now, you can see below that blue tinted photo, that page did load for you, right?
It did. I scrolled through it.
Okay, yeah. So right below that blue tinted photo, it says Google Ads Partner, and there's a box that says Google Premier Partner. You can click on that box. It's not like copy and paste it off the internet. That's actually our badge of authenticity. It's provided to us by Google. If you click on it, it does go to google.com/partner. So right on Google's website, you can see that we are a Google partner. And again, for small and medium-sized businesses, anything less than 100 locations, working with a Google partner is the closest thing that you can get to working directly with Google. We do work with directly with Google on your behalf, right? And we work with Google's back-end team. Our job is to make sure you're profitable. The reason the partnership program was started is to help small and medium-sized businesses see a higher return on investment using Google advertising. We get our training and our updates directly from Google, so you'll always have the right content to stay ahead of your competitors. Now, if you go back to that link below the top ads, those have Google AdWords or pay-per-click ads. The minimum requirement even just to do the Google paid ads is $300. And then with search engine optimization, you'd be looking at, you know, $500 a month. I'm trying to make it affordable here for you. The Facebook ads are much more affordable. It's another great way for you to cover your entire service area. And whereas a Google click might be $10 or $15, Facebook ads are like 20 or 25 cents, right? So a $100 ad campaign would be about 400 clicks. So if you go down towards the bottom where it says Platinum, again, Essential Pro and Platinum, these are the local search engine optimization bundled with Facebook ads. You'd still get the original $100 of Facebook ads that comes with that Platinum package, but instead of the $5.99 a month with a $2.99 setup fee, or at least a $99 setup fee, I'm really doing my best to make this affordable for you, dropping it all the way down to $2.49, waiving that initial setup fee. You're actually saving $650 in your first month and $350 every single month after that, because again, it would stay locked in at that $249. We don't have to build a website for you or a landing page, but you can still imagine that we wouldn't be covering our costs at $249. We have to earn your business for several months just for it to make sense for us. But like I said, our clients do tend to keep the service long term. Now, this is a position that we're actively filling. I think having your young company, your website on that first page of Google is something that you definitely value and you understand the importance of it, because that's where people go. They put a call, right? And they at this point, it's a young company. So most people don't even know you're in the area providing these services. But when they do a search on their smartphone or their computer or any device that accesses the Internet, even if they're on their Facebook page, when your business and your website pop up, you'll definitely get phone calls.
Hello?
Yeah, I am here. Did you have any questions for me at this point?
Yes, so just reviewing everything you said, With that package, the $249 a month, that would include all of the Google searches, the
Correct.
Facebook.
Absolutely. Google and Bing. So 1 out of 10 people will be searching on Bing instead of Google. That's a lot of people overall, and we want you to get those phone calls too. But you're absolutely right. When someone goes on Google or they go on Bing, they type in irrigation or irrigation services, or if they type in, drip irrigation, if they're looking for like mulch replacement or any of the services that you provide, your business will be one of those top options. Did you have any other questions?
So do I have to set it up right now, or would I be able to set it up either later today or tomorrow?
Well, it is a position that we're actively filling. So our job as a Google Premier Partner is to call through the area when positions become available. So it's Tara's job, actually Tara and Mary. I've got two of my mapping coordinators that are helping me to fill this position today. I think you would benefit from it greatly, especially being a young company. Getting your name out there is going to be huge for you. I mean, I don't know what would be holding you back or what might be different between right now and an hour from now or tomorrow, but I'd be more than happy to answer any questions for you. I want you to feel entirely comfortable before you decide to move forward with this.
Yeah, I could 100% do it. I'm just not home right now, so I don't have any, I'm a little bit busy as of today. So I could set it up.
So
not like just 7 minutes.
So I guess what I'm hearing, and I know that you're busy, I do want to be clear, the bulk of this would take place in a follow-up call. We call it a client interview. One of our trained technicians will go into more detail with you, wanting to find out, of course, about your services, your service area, anything like a mission statement, motto, slogan, what's unique about your business, etc. Then we create all of that content. That's a follow-up call. You don't have to be in front of a computer. You can actually be working during that call. It's scheduled by the hour, but it usually only takes about 35 minutes or so. And again, we wouldn't be doing that right now. All that I would need would be about 10 minutes of your time to get things set up. But if I'm also hearing that you don't have like a credit card on you, then, I mean, obviously, we wouldn't be able to get that started right now.
Yeah. I could, yeah. We could, if it only takes like 10 or so minutes, I could set that up.
Yeah, of course. Like I said, we're going to do a follow-up call. We're going to want to know exactly where you want to be found. We can target specific cities, zip codes, neighborhoods even where you do want to be found. If there are places even very close to you that you don't want to be found, please do tell us that as well. We won't run your ads there, so it's going to be very targeted. Now, the name of the business is Summer Spray Maintenance, right? That's how you want the company to be branded online?
Yes.
And summersprays.com is the website. The phone number that we're speaking on, this is a good number for us to reach you regarding your account?
Yes.
And it is a smartphone, obviously. I know I just sent you a text message. And then the summerspraymaintenance@gmail.com, that's a good email address for you, right?
Yes, sir.
Now, Elijah, is that E-L-I-J-A-H?
Yes.
And Tara never did get your last name, sir.
I mean, Sumner, S-U-M-N-E-R.
S-U-M-N-E-R?
Yes, sir.
So almost like the business name.
Not a close.
It's one letter off. And then I did see, actually on that Angie profile is where I saw a physical street address, but correct me if I am wrong. Your business is service-based, meaning that you only go to the customer. No one ever does come to you. There's not like a physical address you want the customer to know about. That 5900 18th Avenue North, is that like a residence?
Yes, so whenever I was applying for it, they were saying that they needed a physical address to put down.
Right.
So
right.
I had to give them the address, but I really didn't want that address to be on.
And Google feels the same way. I mean, of course, Google doesn't want anyone to drive out and knock on your door any more than you would, especially since you're out in the field most days. So Google's really just going to list your city and your state, not even that 33710 zip code. And of course, we'll get you found anywhere throughout your service area. Now, if you don't have any other questions for me at this point, I'd like to go ahead and schedule that follow-up call with your technician. Oh, I did want to do one other thing, which is just to add a little bit of extra protection here on your account, a simple question and answer, a security question. If anyone were to call us and tell us that they are with Summer Spray Maintenance, even if it's you, Elijah, and we recognize your voice, we may still from time to time ask for you to verify the answer to the security question. And if anyone were to call you, not a potential customer, especially if they identify themselves as either Google or a local slash, they would need to know my name, which is Paul Gordon. They'll also need to know both the answer and the question. If they can't provide that information basically right away, then you should not entertain that phone call. Your options here for your security question are the city you were born in or your first pet's name. Which of those would you want for your security question?
First born city.
City you were born in?
Yes, sir.
And what is the answer?
Jacksonville, Florida.
Jacksonville. Okay. I have to type that in twice, but you're all set and squared away there. And then it is an exact amount of $249. How did you want to take care of that? MasterCard, Visa, Amex, Discover, what works best for you, sir?
I have a Visa.
Is it Elijah Sumner on the card, any middle initial or the business name?
It's just my name on it, I think.
Your name? You said it was a Visa. That should actually start with a 4. All Visa cards do. I'm actually ready for that number whenever you are, sir.
It's a Bank of America card.
Uh-huh.
Okay, if so it does have Summer Spray on it. Summer Spray Maintenance on it.
Oh, Summer Spray Maintenance is on there as well? Okay. And
yes,
if it's
so
a Visa, and your name, just first and last, if it is a Visa card, it should start with a 4. If you want to go ahead and read that 4 digits at a time, I'll repeat it back at the end for accuracy.
It does not start with 4. It starts with a 5.
With a 5. Then it's a MasterCard. Let me just go ahead and change that.
Sorry.
Okay. I'm ready when you are.
Okay, so 5348. 6000.
Mm-hmm.
7910.
Okay.
9911.
And then the expiration month and year?
0530.
05 of 2030. And then the last 3 digits on the back of the card.
739.
So I have 739 on the back, and then May or 05 of 2030. The card itself was at 5348-6000-7910-9911.
Yes, sir.
And does that bill at the residence there, the 5900 18th Ave North, St. Petersburg, 33710?
Yes, sir.
Okay, perfect. Now, I do need to read what's called a voice verification. Because we're a Google partner, it's required of us because it does get recorded through the computer. It attaches to your account as an added form of protection for you. So you know that it is a month-to-month service that you can stop at any time, that we have waived your setup fee, that we've reduced the cost, etc. It is recorded, but you can stop me at any time if you have a question or want me to clarify my question. It's actually pretty straightforward. I'll get through it as quickly as I can without being rude, but please do feel free to slow me down or stop me if you have a question. I have it pulled up. It does read as follows. It says, "Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. Elijah, this part of the call will in fact be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement, and it is an added form of protection for you." It says, "In order to ensure the accuracy of your order for the sake of the recording this time, can you please restate the name of your business as you would want it to appear online?"
Summer Spray Maintenance.
That's exactly how I have it. And then please state your name and your official title within the business.
Elijah Sumner, owner.
Okay. And Mr. Sumner, as the owner of Summer Spray Maintenance, of course, you are authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of the business, right?
Yes, sir.
Of course, you make all the decisions for your company, and of course, non-contractual, just reiterating that it is a month-to-month service. And then for the billing information, that card that you did just provide with the business name and your name, of course, you are an authorized user on that account, right?
Yes, sir.
Of course. Now, Mr. Sumner, it does say to get results as fast as possible. It is important that you are actively involved in your campaign because it is, of course, our job to make sure that the people in your service area who need your services can, in fact, contact you directly. So for that reason, we do specifically request that you do, in fact, agree to be both receptive and responsive in a timely fashion, which is 48 hours or less, to phone calls, emails, text messages coming from both my company and from your potential customers. Elijah, of course, you would agree to that, right?
Of course.
Of course. And as long as you answer the phone, you'll do quite well with the service. Now, it does say in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, we do ask that you would continue to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement. Again, it is month to month. We are already aware of the Angies. The reason that we ask, though, well, there's a couple of reasons. I mean, first of all, we wouldn't want you to pay someone else for services that we are already providing. And then equally, or maybe even more important, we will always make sure that your information online is accurate, current, and consistent. We'll do what's called a NAPW audit. It stands for name, address, phone number, and website. Of course, we'll make sure that no physical street address appears for your business online because customers do not come to you. We do that audit in the beginning, and we do it periodically as well. But if anything new comes along, it's just a good idea to let us know. We're not saying you cannot hire someone else, although you definitely cannot. Well, will not need to. But if you do decide to hire someone who you think might create online content for your business, you would at least let us know, right?
Right.
Perfect. Now, with all of the reductions in the cost that I was able to apply here, with it being a month-to-month service, with the setup fee waived, this next part reads as follows. It says your payment for the initial term, including the one-time setup fee, which I will actually go ahead and waive altogether, will be charged today's date, the 14th of August, in the very reduced total amount of exactly $249.00. That $249 is both a fixed rate as well as a flat rate, which means it will never go up, not at any time, not for any reason, not even by a penny. In fact, it is an exact amount. There's no taxes or fees. There's no surcharges of any kind. Of course, there's no lead fees whatsoever. The calls come directly to you. This does include content on Google, Bing, all the additional relevant directories, voice-activated searches, Siri on a smartphone, and, of course, the Facebook ads are also included at no additional cost. Now, when the term is completed, the agreement will be set to automatically renew with recurring billing on the 14th of the month and that same exact reduced rate of $249, and again, that rate will never go up on you. It is, as I mentioned, a month-to-month service. It is offered completely at will, no contract. Of course, that means you can stop altogether at any time for any reason, no questions asked, no fees involved. You can pause it, too, if you end up getting more work than you can take on, if you need to go on vacation. If necessary, you could even pause the service seasonally. All that we would request to prevent the charge to the following month is that you would contact our client support team and contact them at least 3 days before your billing date. That is simply because we are, in fact, closed on the weekend. Now, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
I do.
Okay. That actually does conclude the voice verification. And then I did want to schedule your follow-up call with your technician. Again, you do not need to be in front of a computer for that particular call. I could get you in as early as 12 noon or as late as, looks like today as late as 6 o'clock. Did you want something sooner? I know you said you're a little bit busy. Did you want something a little bit later on today?
Well, it won't be able to be today because
Okay.
I have appointments today.
Gotcha.
What does next week look like?
So it wouldn't even be available tomorrow then?
No, I'm busy.
That's okay.
Well.
That's okay. So Monday is going to be wide open. Anything between 10 a.m. and, again, that very last one at 6 p.m.?
I could do the last one on Monday.
Okay. At 6 o'clock?
Yes, sir.
Okay, perfect. So at 5 o'clock, you're going to receive an automated email reminding you that it is scheduled at 6. I'm also going to send you in just a little bit here a calendar invite. That calendar invite is just for your record. You do not need to respond to it. It's going to say local / CIENG for client interview conducted in English. Now, you will receive a couple of emails. One is our welcome email or a confirmation email. It does have our client support phone number and hours of operation on there. If you do, though, have a pen handy, I'd be more than happy to give you that information now.
What's the information you're giving me?
It's for the client support. If you want to just type it into your phone,
okay.
Or if you want to just wait for the welcome email, you'll get that in just a couple of minutes here. You can, by the way, reach a live client support agent Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. That is Eastern time. Of course, you can email 24/7. If you email the support team, they will follow up with you within that same business day, unless it's either very late in the day or after hours, in which case they'll follow up with you in that following business day. You'll receive all of that by way of email in about a minute. You'll also receive an additional email. That first month's invoice will be emailed out to you separately. The invoice email has a link to the written terms and conditions. That's everything that we did just go over in the voice verification provided for you in writing. I do want to get you off the phone here. You are just about all set and squared away, but if you can open up the one that says local / initial invoice, I do want to walk you through a couple of things.
Okay.
Looks like you've already gotten three emails from us. One is the welcome email. One is action needed, pictures needed for your Google verification. It doesn't have to be everything on that list, but anything you send us will help us expedite the process of getting you verified by Google. But the one that I do want you to see is the one that says local / initial invoice. If you click on that one, it's going to say, hello, Elijah. Thank you for choosing local / Your invoice is located below. Then a couple of sentences down, it says, please click here to accept the subscription terms. Do you see those two words, click here?
Not yet. I got to log into my email for that, because the email I gave you was for my business, and I'm not logged in.
Gotcha. I gotcha. It should also trigger a text message to your phone.
Oh,
did you get it?
Could I do it through my phone?
Yeah, you should be able to do it through your phone. If you can access that text message, it would open up the same link.
The login one, or...
It should say local / initial invoice or something like that.
Initial. Okay, I think I got it.
Okay, perfect.
The copy? Okay.
So the one that says local / initial invoice towards the bottom of the paragraph before it says, you know, download now and access your dashboard, there is a splash app that you can download through the App Store or Google Play. That's part of your tracking and reporting. You'll also have a username and password. But if you click on those two words that say click here to accept the subscription terms, do you see where it says click here?
Yes.
So if you open that up, it talks about all the different things that we'll be providing for you, everything that we went over in the voice verification provided for you in writing there. Feel free to scroll above that line. Obviously, Google's going to be our main focus, but we'll also get you listed on Bing. The Facebook ads are included as well. If you see that long line that goes all the way across it, the three boxes below it, we want you to click all three of those boxes. One that you agree to receive SMS or text messages, one that you authorize that you're the certified holder and signer of the card, the other that you acknowledge that payments are automatic and recurring, although of course you can stop at any point in time. Once you've got all three of those boxes clicked, click in the longer box that says sign with the arrow pointing towards it. You may need to turn your phone sideways for that bottom part to pop up a little bit higher, making it a lot easier for you. But type in your first and last name, capital E, capital S. It is a little bit case sensitive sometimes, at least for the first name. But once you've got Elijah Sumner in that box, click the confirm signature box, which is the orangish colored longer box. Clicking that box is a few things. Of course, it lets us know that you know that it's month to month, that we've waived your setup fee, that we've reduced your cost. It will also allow us to do the initial NAPW audit to make sure that any information that's out there is accurate and for us to fix it if it's not. So it's an important step in the process. You're going to know that you're successful in submitting that when it asks you to log into your tracking system. You do not need to do that. Our automated system thinks that your tracking system is active and that you're trying to access it now, neither of which is really true. We do need to do your client interview first, which is scheduled for Monday at 6 o'clock. If I am in between phone calls when our technician is ready to call you, I'll be on that call as well. Just in the very beginning, just to answer any questions you might have, introduce you to your technician and hand it over to them. I do hope that I am available. Things do get a little bit busy towards the end of the day, but I'll try to keep my phone line open because I certainly would be happy to say a quick hello to you. I do want to take this moment, though, to say, first of all, welcome aboard. We're pretty excited to get that going for you, getting your website in front of more eyes, getting your phone ringing, and, of course, earning your business 1 month at a time.
Yes, sir. Last thing, is there a number I could call you for?
Yes, I'm going to text it to you right now. It's the same toll-free for our company, the 877 number. My extension is 746, but I'm going to text that out to you right away. My name is Paul, and, of course, you can contact me the same business hours, which is 7 to 10 Eastern time. You can email me 24/7. If it is between business hours, I'm usually able to respond even right away. Even if I'm on a phone call, I can multitask, respond to that email. If you need me to call you back, it's usually within an hour, you know, maybe even a half hour. I sent that contact information out to you. Real pleasure speaking with you. Have a wonderful weekend. We look forward to speaking with you on Monday.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, too. Mr. Sumner, Elijah, you have a great rest of the day, sir.
You too, sir.
Thank you very much. Thanks a lot. Bye-bye.